Okay, today's daf is Vachem Daf Lamed, and we are on Chaf Tes Amid Beis as we start the Gemara right after the Mishnah. As we have two daf left here in Perek Kol Hazvachim Shekiblu Daman, the second Perek of Masech Hazvachim. So says the Gemara, Amar Ilfa. Ilfa says, remember we had a machlokes in the Mishnah, exactly about the principle of Yatir Hamatir Kimitzvaso. What exactly does that mean? The Chachamim say that anytime there is any type of thought other than pigel somewhere in the avoda, so that is a problem. That's a problem for pigel, and therefore it's not pigel. It's not a problem. Ultimately, it's good that it's not pigel, and there won't be a chi of karis. But that is the shita of the chachamim. And Rabbi Yehuda says no. If the pigel thought is first, so then it's already nikva to be pigel, and therefore it would be called pigel, even if there is a shalobim komo or a shalol lishma thought by Pesach and Chatos. If the pigel thought is first, so then that is koveya the item for pigel, and there would be a chi of karis. But if the other thought is first, then it wouldn't be. So that is the machlokas tanan that we had towards the end of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara now, Amar Ilfa, machlokas b'shtei avodos. The machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is only by two separate avodos. Let's say there was one thought during the Shechita and one thought in the Kabbalah. That is where Rabbi Yehuda would say that if the first thought is pigel, shelo bizmano, and the second thought is shelo bimkomo, that's already enough, significant enough for the thought, for the pigel to be nikva, to be set, to be labeled, and therefore that would be the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Machlokas b'shtei avodos. Avo ba'avoda achas, but if it's one avoda within Shechita, the person thought, the Kohen thought about Shalo Bismano and Shalo Bimkomo in the same avoda. Avoda achas divri akol erev parshios avi. But if it's all within one avoda, so then everybody agrees that it's a mixture of parshios, meaning that it is not enough to be nikva as Shalo Bismano pigel for Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it wouldn't be nechsha pigel. Right? That's what the Rashi says. The first Rashi on the Gemara. B'shtei avodos tahadutani seifa kizayis lamachok kizayis lachutz the poly of Yehuda Allah b'shtei avodos ma'iri. Kireisha, similar to the first part of the Mishnah, where we have Shachar Amanas Lechol Kezayis Lamachar, Vikibo Amanas Lechol Kezayis Lachutz. On those types of cases, Rabbi Yehuda argues, Shari Hukva Bepigol. It was Nikva as Pigol, Visulo Asa Machshev as Pasul Mafkale. And the Machshava Apostle can't come and then uproot it. But if it was one Avoda, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, it's not Nikva as Pigol. That's Ilfa. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan and Ilfa, always bar pluktas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, af ba'avoda achas machlokas. No, even within one avoda. Even within one avoda, the person thinks shalob ismano and then shalob imkomo. Rabbi Yehuda would also say that case is nikva as pigel. Good. Says the Gemara. Bishlam ala Ilfa. According to Ilfa, I understand why he says what he says. Look at the rest of the Mishnah. Mi de resha b'shtei avodos, seifanami b'shtei avodos. Since the resha is about two different avodos, the seif is also about two different avodos, therefore the whole Mishnah is about that. And that's why, again, not based on logic, but based on context. The entire Mishnah is about two different avodos. Elal Rabbi Yochanan. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, resha b'shtei avodos v'seifa b'avoda achas. The Resha, the first three quarters of the Mishnah, is talking about separate avodos and different thoughts within each part of the avoda. But the Seifa, you're telling me, would also be about avoda achas? Is that how you would understand it? The Seifa avoda achas? The Gemara answers yes. It's not impossible. In Resha b'shtei avodos, Seifa bein b'avoda achas, bein b'shtei avodos. Whether, when it comes to the Seifa, it's about either or, but either or, and therefore, that's what would That's how he would understand the Mishnah. So it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and a machlokas of the Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, and how to understand that machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Tanan, Yoredei Aleph. Tanan, so one second, says the Mishnah, what about the language? Says the Gemara, look about the language of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Zeh Aklal, Im Machsheves Hazman Kadma LaMachsheves HaMakom, Pigo V'Chayav Analav Kares. The language of the Mishnah is that if Machsheves Hazman preceded the Machsheves HaMakom, so then that is Pigo. So, Bishlama L'Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Hayna Diktani Zeh Aklal. I understand what Zeh Aklal is including. Even in the case of one Avoda, that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, that is why the Mishnah says Aklal to include that line, to include Avodah Achas. Elala Ilfa Mai Zeh Aklal. But according to Ilfa, the cases of the Seifa aren't saying anything new that weren't included in the Reisha. It's all about shtei avodos. So what's the chiddush? So the answer is kasha. No answer given, and therefore we will have to leave it as a question. Remember the Rashbam we had in Baba Basra, the difference between kasha and tyufta. Tyufta is a very strong question, a rejection, while kasha is weaker. And there is an answer. You just gotta delve and try to figure it out. Even tyufta sometimes, though, is not a total rejection. The Gemara says in the first parak of Baba Kama, the Gemara says tyufta on a shita, and then says the hilchasa like that shita. Right? We ask a kasha, I think it's on Deft Hezvav, about paganis kaknasa, paganis kamamona, and the Gemara says tyufta, and then we paskin that way. So, but either way, here kasha, we know there is an answer, but not for now. Good. Says the Gemara now, relating to our machlokas between Ilf and Rabbi Yochanan. Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah says in Meseches Tzmura. We'll look in the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Tzmura and Sefer Karbanos also in a minute to review what he says. Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah in Tzmura. Harezu Tzmuras Ola Tzmuras Shlamim. Someone says, relating to what we just talked about, one avoda, he has a thought, l'shobizvano, shlobim komo. So we're going to have similar discussion now that appears in the Mishnah in Tzmura. If somebody says, there's a karbon that is sitting here. There are two karbonos that are sitting here. There's an ola and there's a shlamim. I designated an ola and a shlamim, and now I have a chulin animal that I want to make as a karbon. So we know that's an isadar isa. That's the isra of Tzmura substitution. But the difference here is that, what did I say? Harezet tmura ola tmura shlamim. Somebody says, I hereby make this chulin animal a tmura of ola, tmura of shlamim. So what did I mean? Is this animal ola? Is this animal shlamim? I said both. So which is it? So harezu tmura ola, divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says, it goes by ola, which sounds like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Right, we'll have to see about that parallel. Right, you always go by the first one. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kadma machsheves hazmala machsheves hamakom mitzpigel." So here, Rabbi Meir says, we think at this stage they're connected. That if somebody says, "How is it tmuras ola tmuras shlamim?" It is a tmuras ola. Right, you go by the first phrase that he says. Rabbi Yossi im lakachnis kavein tchila. Rabbi Yossi says, if he originally always had in mind of saying both of these words, both of these phrases. It's just that a human being can't say two things at once. It's impossible to say two things at the same time. One of them has to be first, but you don't really want to give the first one more significance than the other one. You want to say both of them. So in that case, dvarav kayamin. His words are upheld, both of the words. And therefore what? How do you make a karban half ola, half shlamim? You have to wait till it gets a mum, and then sell the proceeds, and sell the animal and take the proceeds, and use half of it to buy an ola, and half of it to buy a shlamim. So that is a machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. If you had in mind, Rabbi Yossi says to say both at the beginning, so then fine, then it's half and half. The imisha amar harezu tmuras ola nimlach, but after you said harezu tmuras ola, you say, no, I don't want to give it all as on the mizbeach to burn, I want to eat some of it. So then you change your mind. Nimlach v'yama harezu tmuras shlamim, harezu ola, so then it's too late. Then you change your mind, you go by the first one. So that is machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi about our case. Tosfos asks here a question on the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that if you had in mind to say both things at once, and you just couldn't say both things at once, so then dvarav kayamim. So also just we note that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say two things at the same time. It's just human beings can't, right? Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echa namru, right? And Rashi quotes there on Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echa namru that all of the assays and the los assays were said together, right? Gedilim tasa l'cha lo sil b'shatnes b'dibur echa namru. The isra of eshes ach and the mitzvah of yibum b'dibur echa namru, right? So all of the many of the assays and the los assays that always go together are b'dibur echa. It's just that a human being cannot say two things at the same time. So that's Rabbi Yossi Shita. If you really meant them both at the same time, ola and shlamim, so then it could be an ola and a shlamim, and you sell it, and then it can have both kedushos, so to speak. So Tosfos here asks, one second, according to Rabbi Yossi, if you meant to say them both at the same time, but you just couldn't, because you're a human being, we allow it to take place. But isn't this a violation of the principle that comes up in Meseches Nedarim and Meseches Kiddushin? Kol she'eino b'zeh achar zeh, afilu b'vas achas eino. The Gemara has a principle that if two things can't be chal one after another, then they can't be chal at the same time either. One after another, that shows that they are contradictory chaluyos. One precludes the other one, and therefore, even b'vas achas, we would not allow them to be chal. So he asked Tosfos, why isn't Rabbi Yossi Shita a violation of this principle? Of kol she'ena b'zecher zeh, afil b'bas achas eino. So Tosfos has a couple of answers. Tosfos says, v'yesh lomar, de'kivan, de'mishkachas l'chatzon. You do find ol shlamim being able to be chal b'zecher zeh. How is that? Kigon d'amar, chetzila d'mei ola, v'chetzila de shlamim. What if a person says, I want to give half this animal as an ola, and the other half as a shlamim? So maybe that could be, it can be chal b'zecher zeh. So if it could be chal b'zecher zeh, it could even be chal b'mas achas, v'yafilu b'kedushas aguf mishkachas la, even by kedushas aguf, kigon, b'hema shol shnei shutfin. Right, we had that earlier in the Masechta. One shutif is makdashit, one shutif is not. So that's a kedusha, he's makdashit as a certain animal. So that's kedusha v'ena kedusha, if you remember. That way, that's stuck in the middle. So that's also a possibility. V'od, and also Tosfos says, d'kol she'eno b'zeh achar zeh, b'bachas achas eino, when does that principle apply? Mairi b'davar, she'i ata yachol l'kayem et shneihem, she'soshim zeh zeh. If you have two statuses that are contradictory, not just different, but contradictory, so then that is a problem. Kigon, mikadesh isha ubita. Menes mikadesh, a woman and her daughter. Tehemi nayamafkis. Which one? V'chein kayim lechi mufar lechi. We'll get to that. Bez Hashem in a minute. Right? The neder, the husband says to the wife, is mekuyim, the neder is mufar. So that can't be chal b'zachar zeh. So it can't be chal b'zachas. V'chein arba amos de erevin. Aval hacha bim mekaymi travayu. Are they contradictory? They're different. They're different. This carbon and that carbon. A woman and a daughter, once one, the other one, there's an isra of Isha Ubita, right? And therefore, that's more contradictory. One against the other, Tosfos says, and that's why it's not a principle. Again, the second answer of Tosfos is not looking at it from a fundamental, from a practical viewpoint. Can it be Chal B'Bas Achas? Can it be Chal B'Zachar Zeh? The second Tosfos already opens up the door to tell us it's not just about statuses that cannot function b'zecher zeh, but it could be, you have to know why they can't function b'zecher zeh. Is it contradictory fundamentally or not? And that relates to the Rambam and Reb Chaim that we've mentioned in past shiurim. The Rambam tells us in Hilchas Nedarim, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Chaf Beis, what if the husband says to the wife, Omer la kayim umufralech, b'bas achas. So right there in the Nedarim talks about if a husband is made for the neder, meaning gets rid of it, or mekayim the neder, he makes it stand. So if a husband says to the wife, kayim umufralech, b'bas achas. So does that work? What's the halacha there? The neder is mekuyim, the neder is mufar. The Rambam says, hareza kayim. It's mekuyim. That's an abaye in Nedarim, daf samach tes. And the Gemara there discusses, kol she'ena b'zecher zeh afilu b'bas achas eino. Yes, Reb Chaim. One second. You want to say both reactions of the husband are knocked out? So that's a problem. Why is it mekuyim? Again, the Rambam says, your neder, honey, is mekuyim, and maybe it's not honey because he's very upset at her, mekuyim and mufar at the same time. So the Rambam says it's mekuyim. Yes, Reb Chaim. But kiyim and hafara cannot exist, b'zachar zeh, once you're mekayim and neder, so then you can't be made for it. So why should it be able to be chal b'bas achas? And how is it being chal b'bas achas here? It's not really being chal b'bas achas, because it's mekuyim and mufar. You should just throw both of them out, because it can't be chal b'zachar zeh. You say, I feel b'bas achas, eino. It's as if the husband did nothing. Why does the Rambam say it's mekuyim? Unless he's just saying that, oh, it means as if he wasn't made for it, so it's mekuyim? Doesn't sound that way. It sounds like because he was mekayim at first, and then he was made for it, the kiyim works. V'amishamach taima, asked Reb Chaim, in the Grach al Rambam, the kol she'ena b'zecher zeh afilu b'bas achas eino, tzricha lios gam ha'akama b'teila. Even the ha'akama should be batel. Why do we say it's mekuyim? So that's where Reb Chaim comes up with his various answers given. But Reb Chaim's answers is, in Hilchas Nedarim Yud Gimel Chaf Beis, the principle of kol she'ena b'zecher zeh afilu b'bas achas eino is a halachic principle. It means if one status cannot be chal on the other status because of a halachic reason. That's what we say, kol she'ena b'zecher zeh afilu b'bas achas eino. So for example, if the husband was mekayim it and then wants to be mefer it, so then that doesn't work. In that direction, you would say, kol she'ena b'zecher zeh afilu b'bas achas eino, because halachically, once a husband is mekayim an eder, he can't be mefer the neder. But says Reb Chaim, in the flip side, it's not the principle. Because let's say the husband is made for the neder. He can't be mekayimit anymore. Why not? Because halachically he can't be mekayimit anymore? No! Because it doesn't exist anymore. If it doesn't exist, then Mimele can't be Mekayimit. That's not the principle of Kol She'ena B'Zecha Zeh Afil B'Zecha Zeh. You only apply that principle if it's a halachic problem, not if there is a reality problem. We just mentioned it a few days ago in the Shir. Sometimes there's a halachic reality, sometimes there's just a reality. Remember the Brisker Rav was bothered by a Rambam? Why does the Rambam have to say if you do a hazaya in the wrong place, kidei hazaya, so then that's a problem. Right? There's a shear for pickle. So the Brisker Rav said, you don't need a shear of kidei hazaya, it's just without that, it's not a hazaya. Definitionally, it doesn't exist. It's not that it exists, but you need the shear. So it's a similar idea here. The principle of Kol She'ena B'Zecha Zeh Afilu B'Zecha Zeh is only when there's a halachic reason why they can't exist. But if it's not in reality, once you're made for it, it doesn't exist, that's why you keep him Mekayimid, then the principle doesn't apply. That's why Reb Chaim says, the Rambam's allowed to say, once you're Mekayim, and then you're Mufar, it's Mekuyam. Because that principle would not apply. If you would have a possibility, she had neder kayim achar afara, a shab rabbi chayla hakama, you would be able to say that hakama is chal. V'nei nira poshut, that principle only applies mitzad hadim, not where it's a mitzius. Okay, so you're ready to see that principle functioning over there. So Reb Chaim talks about that case in Nedarim. The Devir HaKodesh here in Siman Reish Chav Gimel uses the Reb Chaim to answer Tosfos' kasha. Remember, what's Tosfos' kasha here? Tosfos says, according to Reb Yossi, you say, HaReizach Turas Ola, Turas Shlamim. Right, Reb Yossi says, if you have both of them in mind, then they both can be chal. But one second, he asks Tosfos, Kol She'ena B'Zecha Zeh Afil B'Zecha Zeh. So says the Devir HaKodesh, no. Once a carbon is a carbon, so then Memela, it's Eino Bershuscha. That's why you can't be making into another carbon. Similar to Reb Chaim's lack of reality. It's not a halachic reason. Once it's an oval, you can't make it into a shlamim. Because those chaluyos can't exist. No, the reason you can't make it into a shlamim afterwards, because once it's an ola, it's not yours anymore. You can't be makdish it again. Kalo had lo chal shlamim kisha amar ola mishum dekfar eno shalo. Velo shayach sheyakdish o ya'aset tmura al shlamim. Talo kfar havi kedushas ola. V'yem kein eno minia mishum adin ela mishum de'enu bailim la hatvis kedusha. That's what he suggests. One maybe could be cholek and say that we discussed also the other Reb Chaim in the past. There's a chilek between Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas HaBetek HaBayis. Kedushas HaGuf maybe is still yours. Only Kedushas HaBetek HaBayis is not yours. Remember the Rambam in Hilchas Arachin. The Rambam says, after Kedushas HaGuf, you can be Makdash it again, Kedushas HaBetek HaBayis. Hektish Ilui. And here we're talking about Kedushas HaGuf. Okay, but either way, that's the suggestion of the Devir HaKodesh based on Reb Chaim, and it all connects to this Gemara. Okay, once we're talking about Tmura, just to mention, Tmura can't come up without our, you know, let's do the next one, and then we'll mention the last halacha in Tmura. But this was the Machlokas in the Mishnah. Let's continue a little bit, and then we'll mention that other Rambam. So Reb Yossi held, if you had Kavana Itchila to have both of them, so then Dvarav Kayamin. But if you wanted to change your mind, so then it doesn't work. Iboy Elohu. Harezu Tmuras Ola Vishlamim. Mahu. What if you didn't say Harezu Tmuras Ola, Harezu Tmuras Shlamim? Maybe you say Tmuras Ola Vishlamim. You only say the word Tmura once. So does that connect it more? Do we say, when Rabbi Meir argued and said Tfos Lashon Rishon, in the, right, like Rabbi Huda Shita, when he said Tfos Lashon Rishon, was that because there's two separate statements, Tmuras Ola, Tmura Shlamim, but if there would be one statement of Tmura, Harei said Tmuras Ola Vishlamim, he would agree that it's all one connected statement, then you split it in half, and it's half this, half that, or would he say even in this case, Mahu? So, question is, not answered. Or, Lachatzos Mahu. What if you say, if you want to say, even there Rabbi Meir would say that you go by Tmuras Ola, what if you say, this behema, half Ola, half Shlamim? Would Rabbi Meir say there, also, what we borrowed to borrow the Gemara from Kiddushin, Pashta Kiddushin Bakula? One person says, half Ola, but half Ola means all Ola, and it's already too late. How far does Rabbi Meir go? Lachatzos Mahu. So Amar Abaya, Beha Vadai Modi Rabbi Meir. In that last case, for sure, Rabbi Meir is Moda. Meaning, if he says half this, half that, Rabbi Meir would say it's half, half. Right? You don't say Tfos Lashon Rishon. Rabbi Abaya says that he would agree, at least in that case. Rava Omar Adain Hu Machlokes. No. Even in that case, Rabbi Meir would say, even in the most extreme looking putting together the karbanas cases, Rameyer would say, no, the first words that come out of your mouth, that's what you go by, and the karban is a full ola. Good, you're trying to be mechalik here and change your mind, but you can't. There is a major sugya in the, to understand in the Shita of the Rambam about toch de dibur when it comes to hektish. When it comes to hektish. We know in general toch de dibur is a major topic that we've spoken about often. There's a machlokas we show in them, whether it's a din to araisa, the fact that a person can be choser, toch de dibur. I have a few seconds, as long as it takes for me to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yomori, I have a few seconds to retract. And that comes up in many areas of halacha, including halacha l'maisa tefillah, or let's say somebody counts the wrong number of the omer, right? And then they correct themselves in a second. Right? Toke de dibur works. So is that a dinta rabbanan or a dinta araisa? Rabbi Nutam quoted in a few rishonim, in Shas, in the various places that it comes up, quotes that this is a dinta rabbanan. It's a takana drabanan, because let's say your Rebbe walks by and you're in the middle of making a business deal. You want to give kavod to your Rebbe, but you don't want to close the deal without making conditions on the deal. So we say, midrabanan, you're allowed to say hello to your Rebbe and then go back to the deal and continue. So it's a takana drabanan. Midaraisa, it's done. So maybe this is an example of yeshkoch biyad chachamim lakar davar ben haTorah. Even bekum vaseh, possibly. This would be an example of that. If you say midaraisa, it's over. And midrabanan, they extended it. Okay, Rov Rishonim assume that this is a din d'araisa. You don't get any evidence from the Gemara that this is only a takana d'rabanan. Okay, maybe the reason of that of Rebbe of your Rebbe. Okay, maybe that's where he gets it from. But either way, this is the concept of Tok de Dibur. Again, Rov Rishonim holds that it is a d'araisa. The Ran in Adar Madaf Pei Zayin quotes this Machlokas Rishonim, quotes Rabbeinu Tam. V'ra'isi, the Rabbeinu Moshe ben Nachman, he quotes his great-grand Rabbi, the Ramban. Shekasav v'shem Rabbeinu Tam. The talk of the Dibra Kedibra Dami Takatahu, the Tikkun Rabbanan. Mishum Talmud, halokech me'akachu pagabo rabo, shiuchal litin lo shalom, v'hishvu me'idosein lechol mili bar mihani. V'lo nichali, I don't know if this is the Ran himself or still quoting the Ramban. V'lo nichali, v'chi bezin masin lakar davar min haTorah, lo'olam b'kum v'aseh, b'nadarim. Yeah, exactly what we just said. B'kum v'aseh, would they do this? Ella vada kid amr. No, it's a din daraisa. A din daraisa meaning you look at time incrementally. A daraisa, you always have, you could say it's chus chazar mi daraisa, that a person always has, you know, the Torah itself, like similar to the drabanan concept, but the Torah gives that, or more fundamentally, as we just formulated it, that there's a concept of increments of time, and as long as something was done within this incremental amount, Tok de Dibur, it's considered as if it was done at that exact moment. Not afterwards, but that at that exact moment. And the biggest riot to this is the Gemara in Adarim Daf Pei Zayin, where the Gemara talks about, we know there's a mitzvah of kriya on a relative. Somebody has to tear their clothing for a relative. What happens if somebody fainted? They didn't die, but the person thought that they died. But they fainted. And then they did kriya, and then the person died. They have to tear kriya again, because they really taught kriya before the person died. The Gemara says, as long as it was toka de dibur of the death, you don't have to tear kriya again. Wow. Why is that? The event, the death, still happened after the kriya. Why shouldn't you have to tear again? That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, that's good enough. So, you see, it's not a schuz chazara. Nothing's being choser bo. But the way that we look at time is in increments, and therefore kriya was done in proximity of the death. That is good enough. It is good enough. Good. That is all background. Then we get to the next step, which has to do with us now, the exceptions to the rule. The Gemara says in Nedarim there that there are four exceptions to the rule. The Gemara Baal Basra has two, but here there are four. The Gemara says, what are the four exceptions to the rule? Where we say, no, Tok de Dibur is lav kedibur dami, chutz mi megadev, cursing Hashem. If somebody curses Hashem and then takes it back, even within Tok de Dibur, there's still chayav misa, megadev, v'oved avodas kochavim, avodas zara, umekadesh, umegarish. Divorce and marriage. Just kidding. Says the Gemara, that's a big problem. There's no Tok de Dibur by Megadev, Avodah Zarah, Mekadesh, Umegarish. Why Dafka those four? So that's the beautiful Ha'ara of that same Ran. That Ran in Nedarim Daf Pei Zayin, when we learned Nedarim, we spoke about the top 10 Rans. Nedarim. So this is definitely a top 10 Ran. Right? Nedarim Pei Zayin Amid Aleph. The Ran says there, because by these contexts, there's a higher level of das. People don't fool around by these contexts. And because they don't fool around, so then this works better in the Schus Chazara approach. Right? Then, you know, we don't assume you're going to fool around about this and joke around, and therefore, you're not going to have time to go back. If you say it's increments of time, then it's a little harder to say what's the difference in the context. But again, this is the run. V'lo yadana, ma'ishnahani, mila lulu rabbanan l'hachi. You have to say, masra kasa l'chachamim. Right, in this type of circumstance. The Chachamim assume that the Torah knows people wouldn't joke around about this, therefore, the increments of time, you don't have that flexibility when it comes to marriage. V'nira be'enai, t'bishar mili d'lo chamer kulei hai, kisha adam osa osam, lo b'gemar daitu hu osa, la daitu she'olach zavodok de'dibor. People look at all other parts of life in increments of time. And therefore, they know they have a few seconds to go back. Avalhani kibun de chamiri kulei hai, ein adam osa osam elabas kama gemura. When people do this, it's because they know for sure this is what they want to do. Umishem hachi chazar afel fiyotok de dibur lo mahani. Fine. That's the Ram. So now we get to the Rambam that has to do with our sugya. Our sugya is talking about going back by karbanos. The Rambam says in Hilchos Ma'aser Karbanos in Perek Tes Vav Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Ha'omer v'lada shozu ola v'hi shlamim, dvarav kayamin. If somebody says, it's an ola, it's a shlamim, dvarav kayamin. Hi shlamim, it could be both, meaning like Rabbi Yossi. Hi shlamim v'lada ola. I'm sorry, if a person says, the vlad, I'm sorry, I take it back, I was jumping the gun. If somebody says, the baby of this animal should be an ola, and it itself should be a shlamim, then fine. The Rambam can do it, because he is preempting. If it's a carbon already, then whatever comes out. If he says the vlad is an ola and this is a shlamim, good. He shlamim vlad da ola. So im lakakvis kavein, like Rabbi Yossi says, v'rav kayamin. If he meant to say it from the beginning, fine. V'im acher shagamar beliba v'otzi v'sfasav shetia shlamim. Chazar bo v'yamar vlad da ola. Avla v'isha chazar bo toka de dibur hare vlad da shlamim. Too late. Why? Shein chazar behektish afilu b'toch de dibur. That's the Rambam Shita. You cannot be chazar by hektish even toka de dibur. Even talking to the Hebrew. Ask the Radvaz. It's not one of the four exceptions. The Gemara has four exceptions. Our case over here, right? Are we talking about talking to the Hebrew, not talking to the Hebrew, right? So Rabbi Yossi, Rambam passes like Rabbi Yossi. If you want to be Chozer Bo, you cannot. The Rambam understands this as even talking to the Hebrew. So ask the Radvaz right there on the Rambam. I don't understand. There are four exceptions. This is not one of the exceptions. So two answers he has. One with an explanation. The Yesh Lomar, to Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Elamidim and Aklalos, Vafilim Akam, Shnei Rebochutz. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan says in general, even if the Gemara says an exception, even if the Gemara says a rule with exceptions, Sladafka, maybe there are more exceptions, even if it says Chutz, even if it sounds pretty specific. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan. Vitaima, and then he gives an example, a reason why should Hektish be different. Vitaima, to Kaimalan, Amira Lagavoa, Kemisira Lahedyot. Says the Radvaz, because saying something to the Beis Midrash is like giving it. It's like you did the Maisa. Okay, that's not, if we think about it, that still requires explanation, because we know that even Kinyanim have an allowance of Tokhe Dibor. So why should this be better, even more Chamor, than Kinyanim? So you want to say, Mir is like a Kizirosel Hedyot. Okay, but a Hedyot has Tokhe Dibor too. Okay. Inami Mishim Chumras Hektish. Or Mishum Chamer Sektish, Kain Kasav Haran, he quotes that Ran, our Ran in the end of the Darim, V'chein HaMeimir, Toga Dibur, also, when it comes to Tmura, Adayin Sarach Talmud Minalan. Still, the Radvaz says, I don't know what the source is. What might be the source? Put it on the list that we had in Kiddushin. It might be Hektish Kiddushin connection. Remember the Kiddushin Dabbeis, Asra Kuleyam Baka Hektish, and the others, the Rabbi Yosef Engel in Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph connects it to a couple of halachas related, Pashta Kedushin Bekula, Kedushin Daf Zayin, where the Kedusha of a woman could spread, the Kedusha of a carbon could spread, and we had all the whole list of items in Kedushin versus Hektish. So when the Rambam sees Hektish in the Gemara, Kedushin in the Gemara, he might understand that as Hektish also being included in that. Again, there's a ton to talk about here. The Ksos talks about it. What exactly is this issue for Tok de Dibur by Hektish? But we have to continue. So we'll continue in the Gemara. Amar Rava Abaye. So what did Rav Abaye? Rav Abaye just said a machlokes amoram. How far does Rabbi Meir go? Remember, Rabbi Meir is the one that says you always go by tfos lashon rishon. So Abaye said if the person says lachatzos, then Rabbi Meir agrees. And Rava says no, even there you go by tfos lashon rishon. Amar Rava Abaye lididach to amrit b'chavad emodi Rabbi Meir. According to you, you say Rabbi Meir agrees by lachatzos. There you don't say that, oh, once it's an ola, it's all an ola, he agrees to half. Hare shchita delechi lachzos dami upligi. But 1 minute, in the case of shchita, our Mishnah, lecho, remember towards the end of the Mishnah, he had a kavana to eat a kizayis lamachar, kizayis lachutz. And it's ki'ilu is lachatzos dami, because it's, you know, you have a lot of kizesim to eat. Rashi says, to lav meheder imluche, shrei kamazesim yesh ba, v'chadiburahu. Upligi, and you see there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah, which we assume is the parallel between the Shita of machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. So you see there, they argue, Rabbi Yehuda says there, Tfos Lashon Rishon, Rabbi Meir is going like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So over there you see it's a machlokes, so how can you see it's not a machlokes? Again, the case of Shita in the Mishnah is just like the case of Lachzos. The Gemara says, not true. Amar le, mi savris, eina l'shchita elo l'basof. Do you say that shchita is only important one moment in time, and therefore it's like lachatzos? No. Shasugya, yeshna l'shchita mitzchila v'asof. You can look at shchita as separate stages, every step of the way. U'mishna seinu da'amar simen rishon chutz l'zmano v'simen sheni chutz l'mkomo. The Mishnah is talking about a case where, no, it's not like lachatzos. The Mishnah's different stages. You did the first simon, chutz l'zmano, the second one, chutz l'mkomo, and Rashi adds in a sugya from that we're going to have Hashem later on. Rabbi Yehuda says, pigul can be accomplished even if you only have a pigul thought in half of the matir. What's called mefaglin b'chatzi matir. We know you have to do a shchita, right? Shchita is part of the avodas hadam. Only one simon is not the shchita yet. So you have to say, based on what the Gemara says later on, befaglin b'chatzi matir. So that's an assumption of Rabbi Yehuda. But either way, says the Gemara, so don't compare the Mishnah to the case of Lachasos. Rabbi Meir, according to Abaye holds that Rabbi Meir holds, if it's one mamish moment, that's what Rabbi Meir would agree that it's half and half. But in the Mishnah, it's separate. It's one simin A and one simin B. Tosis points out it has to be one simin. It can't just be like a mashahu of a simin. That's like nothing. That's what would be Lachatzos. That's Tosis and Simin Rishon Chutz L'Zmano. Tosis says, Davka Simenecha Davi Davar HaMesuyam U'mefaglin B'chatzi Matir. Aval Amar Mashahu Rishon Chutz L'Zmano U'mashahu She'ini Chutz L'Mkomo. That wouldn't be. Because that's not Chatzi Matir. That's like not a Davar Mesuyam at all. Okay. Back to the Gemara. 1 second, I have another Kasha. Rava asked on Abaye. Hare Kemitza. Kemitz, fine Shchita you can split up. Yeshna L'Shchita Mishchila V'atzof. Could you split up a Kemitza? Right, we have the parallel Mishnayos and Nachas about Kemitza. Vare Kemitza, remember the Kohen putting his hand in, and the parallel Avoda to Shchita, Tilechi Lachatzos Dami Upligi. Right, and there, also it's like a case of Lachatzos, and therefore you see Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue there also. So the Gemara says, no, Hasam Nami, you could have split it. Shehiktir Kometz. There also you have two parts of the Matir. When is a Karban Mincha mutter to eat the shirayim? You have to burn two things on the Mizbeach. You have to burn the flour from the Kibitza, and you have to burn the Lavona, the frankincense. So, Shehikter Komets Mincha Chutz L'Zmanov, Komets Lavona Chutz L'Zman Lumkomo. Maybe, again, it's two different stages, so it's not a parallel to the case of Lachatzos. So that's how Rabbi Meir would also understand, that's how Abaye would understand that Shita of the Mishnah to fit it into Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Says the Gemara, Hari Kometz de Minchas Chotei. What about the Kometz of a Mincha of a sinner? There is no Lavona there. The Leka Lavona, Bahadei, Velo Pligi, right? And, I'm sorry, Upligi, and they argued there too. So now you're stuck because you have one little Avoda and they still argue. And you, Rava, you Abaye said that when it's one little act, they don't argue. Rava, answer, lo pligi. No, they don't argue. Wrong. The Gemara, the Mishnah doesn't say beferish that case in Menachos. So, Rava, Abaye would say that I hold that in that case they would not argue. Rameh would agree in that case that it's not pigle. It's not pigle. Even though the thought of pigle came first, because you did it within the same delicate avoda together, so that's why it would not be pigle. Amar Avashi, imtim salomar pligi. Pligi b'psios. Ravashi chimes in and says, wait, I have another answer you could say. Maybe, even if you want to say it was, they do argue there, they're still separate stages. Every step of the way as you bring it to the Mizbeach. Right? Every step. You could be, have a couple of steps during the halacha. So maybe during the first step you thought Shalom Bizmano, and three steps later you thought Shalom Bimkomo. So you could still separate it. It's still better than the case of Lachatzos Mahu that we had earlier, that Reb Meir would only agree in the case of Lachatzos, but he would agree in the other cases of the Mishnah that it's all separate stages. Rav Simi Barashi, Masni Kidabaya, Rav Huda Barnasan, Masni Kidarava. Good. Tosfos also points out on the bottom, the Gemara didn't suggest, what about Malika, which we really haven't delved into so much yet. It's going to come up later in the Masechta. The Shechita of a carbon bird, which is called Malika. Is it really a Shechita of a carbon bird? Is it in that world halachically? It's what we do, but what's the relationship between Malika and Shechita? Tosfos talks also that it doesn't ask about Malika because Malika also has two matirim that you can mention. The Mafrekes and Simen Echad. Right, the malika is done from the back of the neck, not from the front of the neck. So there are two things that have to be severed also by malika. So that's why the Gemara didn't ask that. It's basically the same idea as shechita. Okay, kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Meir b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. When Rabbi Meir in Tmura mentions tfos lashon rishon, he is following like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda in Maseches Vachim. The Amar Tvos Lashon Rishon Ditnan Amar Rabbi Yehuda Zeh Aklal and Machsheves Hazman Kadmon Es Machsheves Hamakom Pigol V'Chayavon Av Kares. That's what we've been assuming up till now. Rabbi Meir says it by Tmura. Rabbi Yehuda says it by Pigol, but they're really basically the same idea of Tvos Lashon Rishon. Amar Le Abaya. Abaya says, is that really true? Is that, do you have to put these together? V'Harava Barbar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Right, that's what you're saying that Rav Dimi said. That's what Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are together. But Abaya says that Rabbi Yochanan said ki magas lahu Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yosi b'hadi adadi v'lo pligi. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi really fundamentally agree. V'lo pligi v'amiflak pligi. What do you mean? That's the machlokes. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Meir says by Olin Shlamim you go by Tvos Lashon Rishon. Rabbi Yosi says you split it. Amar lei, no. What he meant to say was, pligi b'may de pligi, v'lo b'pligi b'may de lo pligi. They only argue about what they explicitly argue about, and not what is not explicit. In other words, Rabbi Meir is not based on the principle of tfos lashon rishon. It's more of a limited machlokas within tzmura. So don't connect him to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the kasha. You're telling me that Rabbi Meir is based on the shita of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah? No. Rabbi Meir is closer to the other shita in the Mishnah in Tzmura. He's closer to Rabbi Yossi. They argue in that specific case. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan. How do you know that? From the following. Rabbi Yochanan said, Hakol modim hecha de Amar tachu zev yachar kach tachu zev. Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi agree. If he says, I want this to be chal, and then I want this to be chal, even Rabbi Yossi agrees there that the second one is not chal, only the first one. Lo tachul ze ela im kein chalazu. This shouldn't be chal unless this one is also chal with it. Divrei Hakol Chayla. Everybody agrees that it would be chal there, even Rabbi Meir. Ki pligi, the only machlokas between them is the Amar Tmura Sola Tmura Shlamim. What did the person mean there? There's no rule of Tfos Lashon Rishon. The machlokas is, what was his kavana here? Rabbi Meir Savar, Mitahavi Lele Meimar Tmuras Ola Vishlamim. He could have put them together and just used one word, Tmura. V'Amar, and instead he said, Tmuras Ola Tmura Shlamim. He said the word Tmura with each karban, Shmamina Medar Gahadar Bey. That's why Rabbi Meir assumes that he is being Choser Bo. And, Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, we interpret his words, not what he's thinking. And that's why Rabbi Meir says in that case, you go by Ola. V'Rabbi Yosi, no, the opposite. E Amar Tmuras Ola Vishlamim. If he would have said that, Havamina, he thought that he can't say that. Because he would have thought, Havamina, Paga Tmuras Ola, Paga Tmuras Shlamim. He would have thought, then it would have been half and half. And therefore, it wouldn't have been Hokrav. That's why he didn't say that. Lashon. Lahachi Amar, Tmuras Ola, Tmuras Shlamim. That's why he said both of them, not because he wanted them to be separate, then he's changing his mind. Lameimra, Tekula Ola, Tekula Shlamim, Mami. He wants it both to be all, which also doesn't work. But again, this was his mistake, says Rabbi Yossi. But either way, that's what the Machlokas is about. It's a limited Machlokas to tzumura and what his kavana was in that case. But in general, Rabbi Meir does not hold of tfos lashon rishon. So Rabbi Meir is not following the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So we have a machlokas here. Is Rabbi Meir following the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? We had Rav Dimi who mentioned he is. Rabbi Meir is b'shitas Rabbi Yochanan, and we have a bayu who saying no. Rabbi Yochanan said otherwise. He's not following Rabbi Meir. So Amar Lei. So he says, "Who am I? Lo pligi, v'ano amar amina pligi." I understand. These are all amarim. So Abaya says to Rav Dimi, you know, Abaya says to Rav Dimi, how can you say this? Rav Dimi says, I argue, and this is what I say. Fine, so it's a machlokas, whether it's a general machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says, tos lashon rishon. That's what he says in our Mishnah in Maseches Vachim. There's a machlokas between Rav Dimi and Rabba Bar Bar Chana, whether the Rabbi Meir is based on that shita or not based on that shita. Period. Remember the Rambam. Again, we're not going to read it right now, but remember the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Temura, the beautiful Rambam about Yard the Torah Lasov Daito Shal Adam, and why does the Torah say that you can't change a carbon because the Torah knows that you always want to go back on your Nechasim. So the Torah says, no, this is what it is. And just that last line of the Rambam, all mitzvos are to help us out with our religious personalities. Verov dinei Torah, and this is what rov dinei Torah are. Einan ela eitzos meirachok migadol haetza. It's advice from afar from the great advisor. L'sakin adeos uliyasha kolamaisim. I love that line. Rov dinei Torah ela eitzos meirachok migadol haetza. L'sakin adeos uliyasher kol hamaasim. Beautiful. Says the, that's the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Temura, and he quotes other psukim, that's the end of Sefer Karbanos. Interestingly, out of all, the Rambam often has a Dvar Hashkafa at the end of his Svarim, at the end of his 14 books. Not at the end of all of them, right? The Rambam talks about Avas Hashem at the end of Sefer Mada in Shuvah, and he talks about Ova in the end of Sefer Malachim. But out of all the Svarim, the two Svarim where he talks about Tamei HaMitzvos at the end is Karbanos and Avoda. Tafka, the two that we would have thought are the most, you know, carbon, chok, nature related, but still, Tafka those. That's where he talks about the Tamei HaMitzvos. Interesting. Okay, we continue. Amar, Ula, Vitamer of Oshia, Efshar Yadin Chavrin Bavla. Do you think our friends, our Babylonian friends, know what the Mishnah meant and the Achronim say, it's not the Girsa of the Mishnah, but about what the Pshat of the Mishnah is. Remember, we had in the Mishnah, we had Kezayis Lamachar, Kezayis Bachutz. What exactly was the case there? Right? There are three, just to put into perspective, there are three languages that you could have said. Kezayis, Kezayis. You could have said that without a Vav. That would be the most separate, by saying Kezayis, Kezayis. Next is Kezayis, Vikezayis. That's somewhere in the middle. And then you have Kizayis Lumachar Bachutz. You only say one word Kizayis. That's the most together. So that's the order. If we have those two Lashonos, we're going to understand the next 20 lines of the Gemara. Again, Kizayis Kizayis, most separate. Kizayis Vikizayis, somewhere in the middle. Kizayis Lumachar Bachutz. So that's the most together. You only say one word Kizayis. So what was the case in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda said, and the Chacham argued, that, whether you go by Tos Lashon Rishon. So, Kizayis Kizayis Tanan, O Kizayis Vikizayis Tanan. Which one? Kizayis Kizayis Tanan. Is that what the case of the Mishnah is? That's the Machlokas. Aval Kizayis Vikizayis. Deria Kol Erepart Machshavos Have. But if you said the Vav, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, it's not Nikva for Pigol, because it's all together. O Dilma Kizayis Vikizayis Tanan. Or do you say, even with the Vav, it's the Rabbi Yehuda Pratahave, Rabbi Yehuda would say that's considered separate. Vikoshigen Kizayis Kizayis. So which one is it? So Tashma, let's try to prove it from the Braisa. Deboy minei Levi mei Rebbe, chi shev lechol kezayis lamachar bachutz mahu. Levi asked Rebbe, what about the extreme case? What about the third case? Kezayis lamachar bachutz. And Amar Lei, zu sheila. He answered him, great question. Great question. So, Erev Machshavos Ave. He said, great question, but then he answered, it's Erev Machshavos, meaning everybody would agree there that it's not considered separate things, and even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it wasn't nikva for pigo on your first thought. So that was, again, Levi asked Rebbe, and Rebbe said, great question, and gave him the answer. Amar lefana Rebbe Shimon bar Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon then said to his Rebbe, what do you mean, great question? Lo mishnah seinui, it's a mishnah. It's a mishnah. Lechol kezayis lachutz, kezayis lamachar. Kezayis lamachar, kezayis bachutz. Bechati zayis b'chutz, kechati zayis l'machar. Kechati zayis l'machar, kechati zayis b'chutz, pasul vein b'kares. Our Mishnah has all those cases. But that Mishnah, our Mishnah, has double work his eyes each time. Ha'idach, but all others, Erev Machshavos Avi. So what do you mean it was a great question? It's clear that our Mishnah has all those cases where it's considered separate, and anything else, meaning the question that Levi asked you, is called Erev Parshios, Erev Machshavos, and therefore it wouldn't be called separate. So it's obvious, not a great question. Amar Lei, Hu Sha'al Bidvar Chachma, V'at Amar Mishnah Seinu. Excuse me, son. He asked me a good question. You're telling me it's a Mishnah? Let me explain to you why you think that. Lidi Dach Das Nisech Tarti Lo Kashalacha. I taught you the Mishnah, including both phrases. The Gemara is going to explain this in a minute, but we'll just say it outside. I taught you both phrases, Kizayis Kizayis and Kizayis Vikizayis. So I taught you the Mishnah, both phrases, Tarti Lo Kashalacha. So therefore, to you, it's not a problem. You think it's Beferish in the Mishnah, right? Because there's only one case that's left out. So obviously, Rabbi Yehuda's motive by that case. Lidi Dei Delo Asni Elachada. But to him, I only taught him the Mishnah, one case, Kizayis Kizayis. And here the rabbi is talking about both cases, and that's why he thought, oh, maybe I argue. Maybe I'm different than the other rabbanan. And he thought, dafka, maybe my, when I said the Mishnah only about Kizayis Kizayis, Kizayis, maybe that's dafka, but their case of Kizayis Vikizayis would be two together. Oh, Dilma, no, or Ditu dafka. Maybe their version is dafka. Ulididi shiyu reshayerli. And I left one case out. I left version number two out. Umidishayerli lididi, hashayerli luhulididu, namibach. So we both left out. So what does that version mean? Now we're just going to explain what he just answered to his son. The Hey Asne, what did he teach his son? Which one did he teach his son, which would then make it unclear, you know, what the halacha is in case number three? Again, the three versions that we have, we'll call Kizayis Kizayis number one, Kizayis Vikizayis number two, Kizayis Lamacher Bachutz number three. So what did he say to his son? Case one or case two? Or to the other person. Ilema Kizayis Vikizayis Asne. If he taught it to him, Kizayis Vikizayis, meaning case number two, Haila Shiurahu. That's not a Shiur, because then there's only one case left out, meaning number three. Ela Kizayis Kizayis Asne. He only taught him the Mishnah Kizayis Kizayis. And that's why he was unclear about case two or case three. Vitiboyle Kizayis Vikizayis. So why did he ask him only about case three? Why didn't he also ask him about case two? Right, why did he say, oh, does Rabbi Yehuda agree in case three? Why didn't he also ask him, does Rabbi Yehuda agree in case two? So the Gemara says, Savar Iboy Minechad Shemana Tarti. He was very smart. He asked him about case three because he knew from the reaction to his question, he can know the answer of case two. How so? De'i be'ina kezayis v'kezayis, if I only ask him about case number two, Hanicha, then it would be good, Iamarli Klala. If you would tell me that case number two is one case, that's all considered Erev Machshavos, so then Kal Shekein Kizayis L'Machar Bachutz, then surely case number three would be Erev Machshavos. Ela Iamarli Prata, if you would tell me about case number two, that's called separate, Akati Kizayis L'Machar Bachutz Kamibayli. I would never know about case number three. So if I ask him about case number two, then I would only be clear about case number three if he gives me one reaction and not the other reaction. But if I ask him about case number three, I know for sure. Ihachi hashtanami. But the Gemara says, one second, why would case number three be even better? Ha'tenachi yamarle kizayis l'machar bachutz prata. If he would tell me even case number three is considered separate, kol shekein kizayis vikizayis. Surely, kizayis vikizayis. Eli yamarle klala. But if he says case number three is klal, you wouldn't know what case number two would be. So why is asking about case number three any better than asking about case number two? Ah, he said, no. If I ask about case number three, I'm going to know either way. Why? Does he get angry when he gives me that answer? Im kein mertach ratach. If I ask him about case number three, and I say, what's the halacha? If he gets angry and says, what do you ask me about that case for? Meaning, if hashta kezayis v'kezayis klala, kezayis l'machar b'chutz b'bayi, meaning if he gets angry and says, what kind of silly question is that? I'll know that even case number two is considered together, so surely case number three, and that's why he's angry at me. If he gives me a calm answer, then I'll know this is different than case number two. If he says case number three is klal, and he gets angry, then I'll know even case number two is klal. If he says case number three is klal without getting angry, then I'll know case number two is prat. If he tells me case number three is separate, then I know kol shekein, case number two. That's the lumdis, that's the svara of the question, and that's why he got very excited, and he said, you asked me a great question. Because based on my answer, you're going to know the answer to all of the halachos. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem will continue more, maybe in the tomorrow, about the Shimon Kubetzes here as a comment, and the daf, as we get tomorrow, on the last daf here, in the second paragraph.